sound of peace and love. Radio 1400.am.
Good afternoon and welcome to GBAP Live, our weekly radio broadcast heard every Thursday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. here on Radio 1400.am. This afternoon, my guest is Miss Elisa Anderson, and my name is Jean Brown, and she is the community liaison for Bridgeport United Coalition, which is an initiative of GBAP. Welcome, Miss Elisa, to GBAP Live.
Thank you for having me.
Well, today we're going to be talking a little bit about the coronavirus and what causes COVID-19. As you know, our goal at GBAP is to stay informed about this coronavirus. And so we are urged to continue taking precautions to prevent the spread of the virus to others. So today my question is, what is COVID-19?
Well, according to the CDC, COVID-19 is caused by a coronavirus called SARS, or CoV-2. It is spread mainly from person to person, particularly through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. Symptoms can range from mild or no symptoms to severe illness. Everyone is at risk of getting COVID-19. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions may be at higher risk for more severe illnesses.
Wow, so we see that COVID-19 has become a serious public health crisis.
Yes, it has.
And almost an emergency with adverse implications on minority and older adults, as
yes.
You just stated.
Yes.
So what are some of the risk factors that would affect the older adults?
Some of the risk factors are high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, asthma. And as you know, within the African-American community in particular, that we are higher in at the chart, higher in disparities than anyone else. So those would be some of the morbidities that we need to look for.
Mm-hmm. And some of the social factors too, with having African Americans, as we know, they're in the minority communities,
yes.
And their numbers are higher.
Yes.
Do you have any statistics on those?
That ages 65 and older are at higher risk. That there are about 1 in 5, or 27% of Black adults who are under the age of 65 are at higher risk for more severe illnesses and disease from COVID. I think one of the things that we have to understand is that it is not that coronavirus is more susceptible to Blacks and people of color. It has to do with dense population.
Mm-hmm.
It is the density.
Mm-hmm.
And so because in our communities, you'll say, if you know someone that's infected, to stay 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
When you live in a household where 6 feet may not be the issue, or
right.
If you go out to an event, 6 feet, you may not have the 6 feet. It's
mm-hmm.
just that more people live in a more densely populated mm-hmm. area, which makes this dis-ease very more contractible for our people.
That's right. And when we think about densely populated, we think about our homes.
Yes.
Because we have multi-generational
living
within our homes where we have older grandmothers and mothers.
That's correct.
And the younger, the grandchildren are the ones that may bring it
right.
in to the home
right.
to do that. And so that, again, is one of the things that we have to, that play a huge role in the ways of contracting
yes.
COVID-19. And just tell us a little bit. We know it's spread from person to person.
Yes.
So just tell us a little bit more about some of the risk factors if people are not aware.
Other risk factors, we're likely to be more sick because of not having accessible healthcare. Mm-hmm. Healthcare plays a big part. We know that economics mm-hmm. play a big part in the disparity of healthcare. Mm-hmm. We know that we are more likely to be the ones, again, to have the diabetes yeah. and the asthma and those other adverse effects mm-hmm. More so than any other population. And so when you talk about the adverse implications of COVID-19 and how we're affected in particular, and again, like you said, we are intergenerational. Mm-hmm. The other thing I will say about COVID-19 that the media, I think, should take a weight in is the fact that our youth are really now on this it's not even a second wave, mm-hmm. but it is a reburst mm-hmm. of what's going around. But our young people are finding that they are more susceptible to be carriers, but the media played it down in the beginning to say that it did not affect them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you tell people, some people are listening to the news.
That's right.
And so
That's
young right. people thought that they were immune to this disease, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, you go out, please wear a mask. I know you want to party and be with your friends, but wearing a mask is the greatest defense mm-hmm. we have in our communities because they're so densely populated.
Mm. Well, we thank you for that information. And so we are aware that we must take care of ourselves, and we are mindful that not to put others at risk
yes.
as well. So there you have it, information on COVID-19, how it's affecting our communities, the risk factors and actions we can take to stay safe. Thank you,
yes.
Ms. Lisa,
thank
for
you.
Joining us today on GBAP Live. We are here on Radio 1400.am. For more information, please give us a call at 203-366-8255 or visit www.ct.gov/coronavirus.